Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this Lord and blessing. We thank you for breakthroughs you have released in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness we have seen in so many ways. Thank you for how you have demonstrated your love in our lives. Thank you for how you have blessed us with so many blessings, both physical and spiritual blessings. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you for terminating shame and dishonor and disgrace in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defending your purposes in our lives, callings and destinies. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the way you have been working great things in our lives since the beginning of this year. We also thank you for great things you have begun to do in our lives since the beginning of this 30 days fasting. We thank you for mighty things you will still reveal and demonstrate in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask, O God, that you visit everyone that will be joining this program, this 10 days marathon prayer program. I ask, O God, that you visit everyone that will be joining. I ask, O God, that you touch every life. Do miracles in every life. Uproot everything you do not want to see in our lives. Let your name be glorified, O God. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Reveal the greatness of you in our lives and situations. Even now, as we would begin to seek you in prayer and worship you, Lord, manifest your power among us. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let there be revival. Let there be transformation. And let us be comforted. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I decided to make these 10 days marathon prayers a video conference. Though you will only be seeing my own video, I have restricted your own videos, yeah, because I want us to be able to have a perfect meeting. Yeah, and I have muted everyone, just as I always do, and I have restricted your video, so you will only be seeing me. And what I was saying is I decided to make it a video because it has been a long time I have shown my face online. Yeah, so I felt it's good that you also see my face instead of my voice you've been used to. Yeah, so we're going to be doing this program for 10 days. You can invite people to join. I see it as a grace. I see it as a grace period, even for those that couldn't start the fasting with us. If they can join this program, God can still help them, and God can still bless them. Yeah. So these 10 days is more like a package that is open to everyone, including people that did not start the fast with us. Yeah, so that is why you can invite people to join. Yeah, and I trust God that the Lord will bless them. Yeah. Amen. So we are going to start with our worship songs, and after that, we would go into the prayers. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. In every situation, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You are not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You are not a man, oh. You're not a man, oh Lord. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man, you are not a man, oh. You're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. Hallelujah. I'll begin to worship him, begin to praise him, glorify him, adore him, worship him with your voice, with all your heart. Begin to worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of hosts, worship the Rock of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of Israel, the King of glory. Worship him, praise him, adore him, glorify him, celebrate him, thank him. Oh Lord, we worship him. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you in glory.
There is none like you in strength. There is none like you in power. There is none like you in dominion. There is none like you in love, in mercy, in kindness, in grace. There is none like you, Father. You are higher than all, greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. You are wiser than all. You are too great. You are too deep. You are too wonderful. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. There is no end to the searching of all that is in you. There is no end to your power. There is no end to your kingdom and reign. You control the entire universe. You plant kings and kingdoms, and then you uproot them. You set kings on thrones, and then you remove them. You control the governments of the whole world. You control the times and seasons. We worship you, Father. You have decreed, you have declared what will happen even before they happen. Oh Lord, we worship you. We praise you, Father. Only you speak and it comes to pass. Only you can make things come out of nothing. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. No one can heal as you heal. No one can save as you save. No one can deliver as you deliver. No one can love as you love. We worship you, Father. We bless your name, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love for our lives. Thank you for your commitment to helping us. Thank you for your commitment to answering our prayers. Thank you for your touch on our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings you have released. Thank you for the victories you have already given to us. Blessed be your holy name. We welcome you right here. Have your way, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for I can depend on you. You're going to say, Father, thank you for you are too faithful to fail. Thank you for your everlasting faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust in you. I can depend on you. I can rely on you. I can believe in you. Begin to say, Lord, thank you. Begin to say, Father, thank you. Begin to thank him right now. Lord, thank you because you are my Father. Thank you for being my Father. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for being my defender. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my fortress. Begin to thank him. So, Lord, thank you because I can trust in you. I can believe in you. I can depend on you because you are faithful, because you are always faithful, because you are ever faithful, because you are forever faithful. Thank you, Lord, because I can call on you, because I know you will answer me. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust in you, because I know you will not fail me, you will not disappoint me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in my life. I believe you're praying like that. So, Lord, thank you for who you are in my life. If God is not faithful, there's no reason to fast. there's no reason to pray. In fact, I will not tell you to come here and pray if he is not faithful. Thank him because he is faithful. He does not ignore the cry of his children. Even though mothers can ignore the cry of their child, of a child, a mother can ignore the cry of a child. But our God cannot ignore the cry of his children. Thank him because he is faithful. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. I want you to note that it's not about how much prayer points we pray. It's about how strong your faith is. Yeah, it's about how strong your faith is. Yeah. And it's about how you pray those prayers. Yeah, it's about how you pray those prayers. So I want you to pray with all the faith you have. And I want you to pray in the Spirit. Be focused on the Lord. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your heart on Jesus. Fix your eyes on the throne of God. Be open to receive from him. Be expectant. Yeah, that is how to pray. That is how to pray. Yeah, so you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, remember me in your mercy. Remember me by your mercy. Remember that you created me. Remember that you placed me in this world. Remember that you created me for a purpose. Say, Father, remember me in your mercy and help me. Remember me in your mercy. There are billions of people in the world, but God can single you out to favor you. God can single you out to change your life. Say, Father, remember me in your mercy. Remember me by your mercy and help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Remember me, Father. Remember my name. The Bible says that God has printed our names on the palm of his hands. God has printed your name on the palm of his hands. So, Lord, remember my name. Remember that you created me. Remember that you placed me in this world. Remember that you have created me for a purpose. Remember me in your mercy and help me. Remember me, O God. Remember me, O God. Begin to talk to the Lord like that. Begin to say, O Lord, remember me. Say, O Lord, remember me. Remember me in your mercy. Remember me in your mercy. Remember me in your mercy. Remember that you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Remember that you have called me into your kingdom. Remember that you have destined me for greatness. Remember that you have created me to fulfill a purpose for you in this world. Remember that you have created me for glory. Oh Lord, remember me and help me. I believe you're praying. Talk to God. The Lord, remember me. Say, Father, remember me. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that today the God of heaven and the earth shall remember you in the name of Jesus. According to his message, may the Lord remember you. May the Lord remember the reason why He created you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, by the reason of the blood of Jesus, let failure come to an end in my life. Let falling, downfall, come to an end in my life. Let a rising and falling come to an end in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Say, by the reason of the blood of Jesus, let failures come to an end. Let failures come to an end in my life. Let failures come to an end in my calling. Let failures come to an end in my family. Let failures come to an end in my career. Let failures come to an end in my destiny. Let failures come to an end in my business. Let failures come to an end in my marriage. Begin to say, let failures come to an end in my spiritual walk with God. Let defeat come to an end. Let downfall come to an end. Let lukewarmness come to an end. Let weaknesses come to an end. Let rising and falling come to an end. By the reason of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let failures end in my life. Let the progression of failure be terminated by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let the progression of failure be terminated in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that repeated failure, repeated defeat shall end in your life. From this hour onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the plans of my enemies and put them to shame. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the agenda of my enemies and put them to shame. Put them to shame. Put them to shame. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In Jesus, oh God of heaven and the earth, you are highly lifted far above principalities and powers of darkness. Oh God of Israel, frustrate the plans of my enemies. Frustrate the agenda of the kingdoms of darkness that are against me. Put them all to shame. Put them all to shame. Put them all to shame. In the name of Jesus, put them all to shame. Put them all to shame. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the plans of the kingdom of darkness against me be terminated. Oh, Lord, let their plans be frustrated. Let all that they are busy doing day and night against my life turn against them. In the name of Jesus, all that the agents of Satan, the forces of darkness, are busy doing day and night against my life, against my calling, against my destiny, against my character, career. Oh Lord of hosts, frustrate them all. Turn their wickedness against them. Let their wickedness fall upon them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the wickedness of witchcraft fall upon them. The wickedness of witchcraft that have been done against me. Oh Lord, let it backfire to those who are doing it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You can say, Father, let your mighty hand come upon me. And let your mighty hand release my greatness. You can say, Father, let your mighty hand come upon me. And let your mighty hand release my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. 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 much.
I'm trying to make that prayer point very clear. Yeah, so that it can deal with what God is showing me. Yeah. You're going to say,
let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every object, every instrument, everything in the realm of darkness that they used to invoke my spirit. Let the fire of God fall upon them and destroy them.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. To let fire fall from the throne of God. Let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every object, every statue, every instrument, every weapon, anything and everything that is being used to invoke my spirit to connect my spirit, to draw my spirit, to access my spirit. Let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Just begin to pray like that. You need to know that in the realm of the spirit, they might have something that they want to happen to you. They will just do it on that thing. It could be a statue. It could be anything. It could even be some of. And then they were able to take it into their realm. The kingdom of darkness, they can transport physical visible realms. They can transport physical items. In that items, so maybe it's an item you have used on your body before. They can transport it into their realms. And begin to use that before. Maybe it's a cloth you have worn before. So because you have used that item, they can to connect with your spirit, to connect with your fire fall and destroy every item, everything that is being used in the realm of darkness. Look, my spirit. Whatever says to have access to my spirit, to be able to attack my destiny, oh, now, let your fire consume them now. Zoom them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing. They use in the realm of darkness to have access to the spirits of Christians, and anything that can have access to your spirit already have access to everything in your life. Anything that can have access to your spirit already have access to everything in your life, your career, your business, your marriage. Everything in your life, your finances, yeah. So another thing that they use to the spirits of Christians is this: is the concept of spiritual spouses and spiritual children. I don't know if you have heard about spiritual spouses
children, the youth, to have access. Yeah, so you are married in this physical realm. In the realm of darkness, there are many. Or maybe I should say that are married in your spirit. That is what we call. Then once that happens, in the same way, in the realm of the spirit, this entity in the realm of the spirit, those entities that spouses, spiritual children, as long as those entities are still alive in the realm of darkness, so many things. So you're going to raise up your right hand.
Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God. Every spirit spouse and spirit child that bonded with my spirit, every spirit child that is bonded with my spirit, let fire fall and destroy them now. In the begin to pray like that. Jehashe dekashimia, Masha suzeshenge teravata, Kriyan de eliji suzashitana dabala, Hente tangashana dabala gala, Hande tajisusajia. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the altar of God in heaven. Let fire fall from the throne of God in heaven and begin to destroy every spirit spouse, every spirit child that have engaged with my spirit. Let fire fall and consume them now. Every spirit spouse, spirit to access my life, to access my spirit, to access my destiny, to access my trust, my finances, to hinder my prosperity. Let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God destroy them now. I believe you're praying. I said, raise up your right hand. Begin to pray that let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every spirit spouse and spirit child that devil is using to push evil into my life. That devil is using to inject evil into my life. That devil is using to enslave my destiny. Let fire fall. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I decree that right fire of God shall enter into every realm of darkness. We have been these entities that have engaged your spirit to limit your manifestation in destiny. I decree that the fire of God trace every realm they have and begin to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, whether they are spirits they have, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into the realm.
sexual demons and marine spirits, I decree that the sword of the Lord destroy that bond. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree that right now you are released. You are released. You are released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? Yeah. I have said this before. What I said was that I said that you can be living in your house physically. I mean you can be living in a physical house, and to you it is. But it is not, it, you know, but, you know, the enemy has exchanged it. Though physically it looks like you are in your house, but in spiritual reality, you are actually living in their realm. I don't know how to put it. It's like they took your physical environment. They took it down into their realm. Though physically you feel like you are living in, I don't know where you are living. You are living in so street and so number. I mean, maybe your house has a number, and then physically you are living, and then you can touch the wall of your room. That is how it is to you. But in spiritual reality, you are not living in this earth. There's a way the enemy can bring your building, they can bring it down into their realm. Yeah, and though you think you are living in a physical building, you are living in another realm. Though it looks like a physical building to you, it has been hijacked into the realm of darkness. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other word. Yeah, but it is what happens a lot. So some people, physically, they think they are living in a spiritual reality. That building has been transported into the realm of darkness. Yeah, that is that from God. God can't visit them. Everything they see, every dream they get, demonic dreams. Yeah, it's because they are no longer living, even in another realm. Yeah, I think that's the best way I can explain. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your might, deliver my physical environment from darkness. Deliver my physical, the house that I am living, the hospice I am. From every demonic baptism, in the name of Jesus, release the liberty of your life. Release my physical environment into the liberty of your glory, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, by your mighty hand, deliver my dwelling place from darkness. Deliver my dwelling place from every baptism of darkness. Of my house, the physical environment of my place of work, the physical environment of my school, if I'm a student, begin to say, oh Lord, release the physical environment that I am. Dream of darkness, in the name of Jesus, release my physical environment. You need to know that as long as your physical environment remains baptized into the realm of darkness, to reach you, even the angels will come with your blessings and they'll be looking for you. They will not find you, even though you claim you are living in a street in a. We get to that city and they will not find you because you have been transported spiritually from that place. Begin to say, oh Lord, release my physical environment into the liberty. Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, release my physical environment from every baptism of darkness so that good things can reach me. Thank you. From every baptism of hell, so that your blessings can locate me, so that my miracles can locate me. Revive me from every darkness. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Mighty name. Amen. Yeah. We are still. Yeah. We are going to pray 6 more prayer points. We will round off the 6 more prayer points. And you are going to pray. I know without a doubt in my spirit, great future awaits you. Future awaits you. I know it without a doubt. I can feel it in my spirit that future awaits you. But there are a lot of steps to ensure that you don't enter into that glorious future. Stumbling blocks. Yeah, I think that's the English. You know, the enemy the enemy has placed on your path to ensure that you. So you're going to pray. Say, Father, let your fire go. And begin to destroy and stumbling block the to stop me from entering into set for me. Let your fire go up. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mam depta jisana, higuanta jisashinia. Fire of God, go ahead of me. Let off. Head of me, thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God go to destroy every trap, a stumbling block, the enemy to stop me from entering into the future. The Lord has of God go ahead of me and begin to destroy them now. Let the fire of God enter into next year. Enter into 10 years to come and begin to destroy a stumbling block of darkness that have been set to pull me down, to stop me. God has ordained for me right now, thank you, Lord. Let the fire destroy them. Let the fire of God begin to destroy them. Every trap that has been set on my now from entering to the glory of let the fire of God consume them now. Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' praise. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right and you're going to pray like this. Father, let your hunger destroy every enemy that is lying wait to attack me when I am not on our way. Yeah. Every enemy that is waiting secretly somewhere on our way. Oh Lord of us, let your hunger judge them. Let your hunger consume them. Right now in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Every enemy that is waiting secretly somewhere to strike me on our way, to attack me on our way. Every enemy that is waiting on the highway, that is waiting on the roadways, that is waiting anywhere to strike me on our way, whether visible enemy or invisible. Oh Lord of hosts, let your hunger strike them. 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 Begin to pray like that. Let your hunger strike them. Let your hunger locate and destroy them. Every enemy that is waiting secretly somewhere to strike me on a way, to strike me when I am insensitive, to strike me suddenly. Oh Lord of hosts, let your hunger destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have a formal prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, neutralize every poison of darkness in me. That is stopping the demonstration of God's power. power in my life that is limiting the power of God from rising from within me. Every poison of darkness in me, limiting the power of God from rising from within me. Let the blood of Jesus neutralize them. Let the blood of Jesus neutralize them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Poisons of darkness in my blood. Poisons of darkness in my bones. Poisons of darkness in my spirit. Poisons of darkness in my soul that is limiting God's power from rising from within me. Let the blood of Jesus neutralize them. Blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Poisons of darkness, limiting the rising of God's power and anointing from within me. Limiting the demonstration of spiritual gifts in my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Every poison of darkness that has killed my spiritual sensitivity, that has killed my spiritual senses, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every poison of darkness that is blocking my spiritual senses from working effectively, blood of Jesus, neutralize them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, cover me with your fire and light that repels every attack of the enemy. You're going to say, Father, cover me with your fire and light that repels every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Lord can put upon you his light and fire, and the attack of the enemy will not be able to reach you. Say, oh Lord, cover me with your fire and light. Cover me with your fire and light. Cover my spirit. Cover my soul. Cover my body with your fire and light. With your blanket of fire. Cover me with your blanket of fire and light. Cover me with your clothes of fire and light that repels demonic attacks, that repels witchcraft attacks, that repels every sickness and disease attacks. Oh Lord, cover me with your fire. Cover me with your light. Cover me with your fire. Cover me with your light. Thank you, Lord. Cover me with your fire. Cover me with your light. Cover me with your fire. Cover me with your light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is doing it. As you are praying it, God is doing it. So Lord, cover me with your light. Your covering of light that repels every attack of the enemy. Lord, put it on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Make my life difficult to be penetrated by darkness. In the name of Jesus. Make my life impenetrable by darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Two more prayer points. Yeah. There was a time I wrote an article where I was explaining that Christians need to be confident in the Lord yeah, that you need to add confidence to your faith. Yeah, you need to add confidence to your faith. If you believe the Lord, yeah, you need to be confident that your God indeed will help you. Yeah, you need to be confident. Not that you're having faith and then your heart is wavering, and then your mind is wavering, and then you are double minded. You are like, can God do it? Will God do it? Will God do it? Will God not do it? You are doubtful. That is not how to receive the rewards of faith. That is not how to experience miracles. You have to be confident in the one you have believed. You have to be sure. You have to be fully persuaded that the God you have believed indeed will help you. That the God you have believed indeed will support you. And you even have to boast of him in the public. Boast of him. I begin to say, God is going to bless me with this. My life is going to be beautiful. Begin to tell people as if it has already happened. You begin to speak with that full assurance, as though you have already received the blessings. That is how to receive miracles. Not that you are just wavering in your mind. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it will not happen. I'm going to say that if you are double-minded, you cannot receive anything from God. A double-minded heart cannot receive anything from God. A wavering heart, a wavering mind cannot receive anything from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be confident in my faith in you. Help me to be confident in my trust in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, help me to be confident in my faith in you. Help me to be confident in my trust in you. If God is faithful, then let us believe him. Let us trust him. Let us boast of him. If he's faithful, let us be sure of him. So Lord, help me to be confident in my faith in you. Help me to be confident in my trust in you. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. If you are confident in your faith, you will demonstrate it. You will speak about it. You even take actions as though it has already happened. So Lord, help me to be confident in my faith in you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point, you're going to raise up your right hand. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing that will birth my greatness in life and destiny. I'm going to say, I receive the anointing that will birth my greatness in life and destiny. The anointing that will birth my greatness in life, calling and destiny. Say, I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that.
there is a power that is coming from heaven in this season, in this fasting season. There is a power that is coming from the throne of God in heaven. And that power is to release your greatness in life, your greatness in calling, your greatness in destiny. There is a presence from heaven that is coming. There are angels from heaven that are coming into your life to birth that greatness, to unlock that greatness, to release that greatness that is in your calling and life and destiny. Begin to pray. Raise up your right hand and say, I receive the anointing that will birth my greatness in life, calling and destiny. I receive it now. I receive it now. Thank you. Let it fall on me. 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 The anointing that will birth my greatness in life, calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. The anointing that will birth my greatness in life, calling and destiny. I receive it now. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. The anointing that will birth my greatness in life, calling, and destiny. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that anointing fall on you now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the anointing that will birth your greatness enter into your life now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The anointing that will birth your greatness in destiny, let it enter into your life now. Let it enter into your environment now. Thank you, Lord. Let it fall on your body, soul, and spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to stop here, and we are going to continue tomorrow. Yeah, before you go, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Almighty God, King of Israel, we worship and bless your name, for you are so faithful. We give you praise, for you are a great God. We praise your majesty. We worship you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for how you have helped us to pray at this time. Thank you for the lives of your people. For you are beautifying their lives. You are helping their lives. Thank you for everything you are doing in the lives of everyone who have joined this program. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall receive blessing from the Lord at this time, in this season, in Jesus' name. Even beginning from now, you shall receive blessings from the Lord in Jesus' name. You shall receive blessings from the Lord in Jesus' name. Every call that surrounds your life and destiny, blocking and pushing away God's blessings. I decree that the blood of Jesus consume them now. Henceforth, your life is opened to receive blessings from the Lord in Jesus' name. Every negative word, every negative utterance that has been spoken into your life and for years has been tormenting and oppressing your life and destiny, right now, because you are connected to this anointing, let that negative word be terminated. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that evil that has been spoken into your life, I reverse it now. In the name of Jesus, that every limitation that is blocking your rising in destiny, your rising into greatness, I decree that the limitation is removed now. That limitation is removed now. In the name of Jesus, whatever things you have done before and did not succeed and it did not prosper, I decree that henceforth that thing will begin to prosper. In the name of Jesus, your hands shall produce prosperity. Your two hands shall produce prosperity. Your two hands shall produce greatness. Your two hands shall produce success and excellence. In the name of Jesus, where no one else have attained in your family, where no one else have attained in the history of your family line, in the history of your family lineage, I decree that you shall be lifted there. In the name of Jesus, because God has determined to glorify and honor his name in your life. Therefore, that height that no one has attained in your family, you shall attain it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to stop here. Don't forget, you can invite people to join this 10-day marathon prayer program. Don't forget, you can invite people to join. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.